Ken, what do we know about Judge Viviano?
Well, he apparently is extremely well qualified. He's the chief judge of the Macomb Circuit Court. He comes from a well-established and well-known political family in Macomb County, and his father was a judge and a sister is a judge there. But by reputation, he is very, very capable. The takeaway I have from this, to be very candid, is I think it's an indication that the governor's running for re-election. The governor also is thinking about the political upside to this in a very key county in terms of the gubernatorial election in 2 years.
Susan, any sense of whether Viviano will bring a certain perspective to the bench?
He's known for being conservative and for having donated to Republican candidates, including Governor Snyder. And he's being hailed as a quote unquote rule of law judge, which, you know, is usually an indication that someone is more on the right side of the bench.
Well, this weekend, the Michigan Republican and Democratic parties elected their leadership, and the Democratic Party saw its longtime chair, Mark Brewer, concede victory to Lon Johnson. Susan, what do we know about Johnson and what his leadership might mean for the Michigan Democratic Party?
Well, Lon Johnson most recently ran for the State House in 2012 in the West Branch area. He came close, but he lost to Representative Bruce Rendon. He's got a pretty long resume in terms of working on campaigns of, in Michigan and working in Washington as well. He's from here. He also has a lot of connections out in D.C. His wife was the deputy campaign manager for Barack Obama. So I think he brings in a very different perspective than Mark Brewer, who was very closely aligned with the unions and very much a product of the Democratic machine here. Johnson is definitely from outside of that, even though he obviously got a lot of support from within. And I think he's looking to take the party in a new direction, one that's less labor-focused and, you know, following more of the Obama organizing model, which is something that a lot of people have been pushing for years.
Ken, Bobby Shostak will remain the chair of Michigan's Republican Party, but it was a fairly close vote between Shostak and Todd Corser, who's affiliated with the Tea Party. What does this tell us about where Michigan Republicans are headed as a party?
It was an extremely close vote and one that was quite unanticipated. And I think the message is very clear. The Tea Party is alive and well in Michigan. It's alive and well in the Republican Party. And if anything, I think it's an indication that its influence is actually growing, not diminishing. I also kind of want to just weigh in on the success of Lon Johnson in terms of becoming the Democratic Party chair. I think it's a smart move for the Democrats. He brings in a sense of newness, some fresh air. He's relatively young. And I really think Mark Brewer really had just simply been there too long. And the election of Lon Johnson, I think, really helps to energize Democrats as they go into the 2014 election cycle.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.